the kicks and the kraken. Well, there we are. I've become converted. Dog TV is where it is, where it's at. You know, we need to obviously be thinking very seriously in terms of the Midweek Drive team about canine aspects. Isn't that right, country music person extraordinaire Cameron Tilbury?
That's absolutely right. And as a big fan of dogs and animals in general, then I have to agree with that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so there we are. We have a thumbs up for Ron Levi, who is the reason, in case you're wondering. But where's Sarah Chase? Look, there are only so many minutes in the show. You know, we had to sort of say, look, can we just juggle things around? We did offer Sarah the opportunity of coming along tomorrow morning, but sadly she wasn't available. So she'll be back next week. Anyway, Raintown. So we keep the sort of Scottish theme going in every manner of the routines. Raintown, Tiffany Freeman. Have you come across Raintown before?
No.
Raintown, Natalie Tuck.
No, I haven't.
No. Raintown.
Can't say I
have. No, they're in for a treat, because I think this is another one of those classic Cameron growers, shall we say.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, Raintown are something special. They're based up in Glasgow, and Paul and Claire are probably about the two hardest working people in show business that I know. They just do everything and are really hungry to be one of the top acts going. And, you know, they played the International Showcase here in Nashville last June for Fanfare, and they just blew everybody away. And they were the opening act, well, sort of opening act, because Keith Urban came on stage and presented an award to somebody. So it was kind of hard coming right after Keith Urban, but they really pulled it off. And they've got a UK tour coming up. They're going to be playing in Cardiff in April, and they're going to be playing in Stockport after that. So they're making their way around the UK.
But as yet, they haven't done an interview with the Midweek Drive team. We must put this right.
We will put that right, and we'll speak after this and set something up.
I think it's time to actually sort of go and introduce. Well, actually, would you like actually one of the team to do this introduction? Because, I mean, I can actually point out it's Raintown and Just One Kiss. But you can actually test either Natalie, Katie, or, yes, the coughing Katie, or indeed, you know, any of those three. Who would you like to actually formally introduce this little piece?
I think... Uh-huh. Okay, have we got somebody sitting left, right, and middle?
Yes, pretty much so. Yeah, okay. They're not sitting on each other's laps, you know.
So yeah. I don't know who's sitting where. So I'm just going to
say it's random.
Everything I do is random. I'm just going to go for the one on your right.
The one on my right. That will be Katie. Yeah. Oh, there we are, Katie. Just One Kiss by Raintown. Introduce it with a lot of vim, a lot of vigor. You know, make Sharon your mother proud. Okay, go for it.
This is Raintown with Just One Kiss.
Brand new day is dawning, and I'm making my escape. It's a cold Monday morning, but I'm wide awake.
Buy a one-way ticket, or take your daddy's car. Don't wait until tomorrow, it's just too far.
And I feel
we've taken one step closer. There's no going back.
All this time.
Almost perfection, if only they'd finished with a... That would have worked,
okay,
really.
That's just a little disturbing. Look, you know what? I got to say, if you like these guys, go to their Facebook page, which is facebook.com, and then get Raintown Music, all one word, and you can get a free copy of that single. So go there.
Are you going to be doing that, Tiffany?
Yeah, I've just liked Dog TV, actually. Hey, so
there you go. You see, it's fantastic. Natalie, would you be going to that
sort of site?
Yeah.
Too shocked by the ring. Many people have actually said that over the years, Natalie, but best not sort of go there at that particular routine. I just can't get over your ending. Let's move on. Katie, you introduced it. Benny Hill's got nothing on some of the midweek drive stuff if we chose to push it that way. But don't forget, the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra will be coming up after 6 o'clock. So important stuff there. Katie, did you enjoy Rain Town?
Yeah, it was all right.
It was all right.
Well, right.
All right, all right. Well, don't get carried away. Yeah, sports. Tiffany, Rain
Town. Yeah, I liked it. Yeah. Yep.
And Natalie?
Yeah, it was nice. It was relaxing.
Until
the end.
Not your
That was quite disturbing.
I'll tell you, though, these guys are really special people. We love them a lot, and they really deserve everything they get. So go to their Facebook page and like them. Download the single.
The words have been said, the challenge has been put there. I'll be making sure that sort of thing. I mean, as best as one can, because obviously you can't force people to like people. If they don't, they don't. You know,
well, we could.
Yeah, but no, yeah. It'd be, you know, the legal scenarios would be too complex, and it would just be working to all sorts of
others. If they find out.
They
have now, I guess.
Never mind. It's all an important scenario. So, speaking yesterday to the director of the Linkage Agriculture Society in a programme which was going to be released, I think, on March the 1st, actually, when we'll transmit the country show debate, and looking quite healthy, hopefully, for getting that country band together. We did actually sort of try to throw the gauntlet down by pointing out that the Yorkshire Agricultural Show has managed to book Elton John, so I feel at least Linkage Agriculture Society can do is to actually connect with country music and Cameron Tilbury publicity, really.
So many things I could say about Elton John and an agricultural festival.
I know. You crossed my mind as well. But just do not go there, you know, in any way.
We won't go there at all.
We'll leave it for the Siren News team, who are already kind of getting excited and all set and ready to actually come in and so on and so forth. So I think it's time we employed Natalie Tuck, yes, again, and said, Natalie, last two questions for Cameron, please.
Cameron, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat with us this evening?
I always have a reasonably interesting telephonic chat with you, yes.
And can we look forward to connecting with you in the near future?
You absolutely can.